The pandemic dropped an anchor on the cruise industry, but ships have slowly started to set sail again, not without some hurdles, however. Yesterday, Norwegian Cruise Line asked a federal judge to block a Florida law prohibiting cruise companies from requiring passengers to show written proof of vaccination before they board. It's a measure cruise lines are taking seriously after dealing with some of the first COVID outbreaks at the start of the pandemic in early 2020. When passengers were forced to quarantine inside their staterooms as infections spiraled out of control. But the industry says it's come a long way since then. Don Stark is a travel agent who was invited on Norwegian's so-called test cruise, which sailed from Seattle to Alaska for the first time since the pandemic shut down. Don, welcome.
Thank you.
So you were a guest of the cruise line for this trip. This was the first Norwegian cruise in 500 days. How was it? Did they do anything special? How was it different?
So it was amazing to be on a cruise again, to see the crew and to see everybody on there getting back into cruising. It was truly amazing.
Tell us about the COVID protocols and did you feel safe?
I felt so safe. The protocols were in place. We had to be fully vaccinated and then tested before boarding the ship. And it was just, it was great. Everything, every step of the way, the crew was so happy to see people on the ship. It was really amazing.
I can imagine it's been a rough year and a half for them. What happens, did they say anything if a passenger gets, who was on the cruise, then gets home and then tests positive? Are they gonna be following up, contact tracing? Did you hear anything about that?
I did not.
Okay, and what if someone comes down on the actual ship with COVID after they, you know, sometimes people test negative, then they, a few days later, they're incubating the virus, they test positive. Did they say anything about that?
Sure. The protocols are in place there, and if somebody did, then they would follow their protocols.
So as a travel agent, you've seen people who stopped their cruises. I'm sure you had a lot of people who had cruises planned, and then their trips got canceled. Are people interested in getting back on cruises, or do you think people are still kind of reluctant?
No, I have a lot of bookings coming for people to go back on the cruising. And I think the fact that they've seen their travel agent on a cruise will make them want to go even more. I think they feel, they see me traveling and they'll feel more confident.
Mm-hmm. Are the cruise lines offering any kind of incentives to get people back?
There are a lot of incentives out there, and definitely contact the travel agent and let them help you navigate.
And how was Alaska?
It was very nice. So nice to be back.
It's definitely high on my list to go see that. Was there social distancing in place on the cruise, or was it just kind of, did it feel like a normal cruise the way it would pre-pandemic because everyone had been either tested or vaccinated?
It felt very normal. It felt normal. Everybody was vaccinated, so you did have that comfort level.
All right. Don Stark, thank you for sharing your experience with us tonight.
Thank you.